Blog Talk Radio.
True stories were, miracles were, true blessings were, all because of God. True stories were, miracles were, true blessings were. I was riding in my car one day, in the express lane, rolling on the freeway. And suddenly the phone rings. Then I reached down beside me. Then I looked on the floor, felt on the back seat. See, I was drinking while I was driving, never thinking about what I was doing. I turned around, and before I knew it, here comes this truck now.
He's gonna make his family said, make the funeral arrangements.
Unplug the machine, he's gone now. Then told my wife to be strong now.
Then a small voice said unto me, if you promise to stop drinking,
surrendered on that day. And now for 10 years I've been straight.
You saved me,
oh,
you saved me.
You saved me,
you saved me,
oh,
you saved me.
Thank you.
Gave me a second chance.
Oh no. Thank you,
Jesus. You saved me.
Whoa, whoa.
You saved me.
You saved me. Now, I've been sitting in this chair, waiting on the phone to ring, praying up to God that someone would call me with a job opening. Cause it's been so hard for me, month to month,
so
struggling to eat. But still there was no answer.
No answer.
I stopped believing in his word and got so mad at him. And when somebody say God's good, I just laugh at him, oh yeah.
In the nick of time, his blessings rang on me.
By his grace, the phone ring. A lady says, we're hiring. And that's when I knew
you saved me.
Hey,
you saved me.
Oh yeah.
You saved me.
He saved me.
You saved me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gave me a second chance.
Second chance, oh
you
no.
Saved me.
Oh, oh, oh.
You saved me.
Oh no. I was 18 out there on the block selling drugs, with a gun at my waist, and for people I had no love. See, the streets was my home, and family and friends were gone. Had no one to trust, and deep inside I was all alone. And then a deal went bad one day, and it was enough to pause me. I was shot 4 times, and before I knew it, I was on my knees.
Pushing out my body, my heart's beating fast. I don't know what I'ma do, I don't think I'm gonna last.
Then I began to flash back on the things I've done in my past.
Voice that said to me, I'll give you peace if you believe.
I accepted Christ that day, hallelujah, now I'm free.
You saved me,
save me,
you saved me,
save me,
you saved me,
oh,
you saved me,
gave me,
gave me a second chance.
And I wanna thank
you,
you saved
me.
Thank you, thank you,
you saved me,
whoa, whoa.
You saved me,
you saved me. I was in the aisle of the grocery store, with a pain in my chest, and I'm wondering where did it come from.
God blessed it,
and the result came back, and the doctor said, I'm sorry, but you got cancer. I could not believe it, so I called up my mama to calm my nerves.
Mama,
she got down on her knees.
Mama,
she said a prayer for me.
Mama,
said just keep on thanking
mama,
Jesus. He'll give you all you need.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now that was 5 years ago.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't have that pain no
thank
more.
Jesus.
Doc said you can go
thank
home,
you,
cause all your cancer's
gone. You
said
you saved
me.
You saved me.
No. I'm so glad
you
that
saved
you saved
me.
Just when I was going
you
left,
when I was going left,
when I
you turned me right,
oh,
all the way down.
You lift me up one night,
oh, no. Though you stole my fault,
all of my fault,
you gave me all my sins,
all my sins.
I was all on you,
then you would let me in.
I had nothing to lose,
nothing to lose.
Oh, I tried.
I tried you.
Now I'm
oh, you are the truth.
I'm a flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. Winking eyes at me when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to meet me, cause I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, cause I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring her around me because I'm a flirt. Now I swear to tell the truth and the whole truth. When it comes to hoes, I be pimping like I supposed to. Rolling like I supposed to. Shining like I supposed to. In the club, fucking with honeys like I supposed to. I don't understand when a nigga bring his girlfriend to the club. Freaking all on the floor with his girlfriend in the club. And wonder why all these players trying to holler at her. Just soon as she goes to the bathroom, nigga, I'm gonna holler at her. A dog on the prowl when I'm walking through the mall. If I could, man, I probably would work with all of y'all. Yeah, yeah, homie, you say she your girlfriend. But when I step up to her, I'ma be like cousin. Believe me, man, this is how them players do it in the shop. And plus we got them player ex-flirters in the shop. Now the moral of the story is cuff your bitch. Cause hey, I'm black, that's on my face. Plus I'm rich and I'm a flirt.
Hey, homie, you ain't getting no money, you better keep away from me.
Well, if you love your girl and wanna keep your girl, don't be walking up and asking me to meet your girl. Because I'm well enough to flirt when I see the girl. She with the eyes on the slide, I see your girl. Better treat your girl right, cause another man will. Better eat your girl like another man will. Cause you need your wife and I see your wife. Let me be for real, how long you think it's finna be your wife? When I'm living the life, you just getting it right. Yo, lady, look at me cause you ain't hitting it right. She probably used to like you cause you the business type. But that's till I came along and put some dick in the light. When I seen how that ass look at dick in the light, I noticed she was checking me and digging the ice. Hey, if I get that tonight, better hit that twice. I can even make a mind if I hit that right. You know, smack that thing, hit that right. On that dresser, yeah, that's right. Pulling on her hair like we're getting in a fight. Yeah, I know it's kinda tight, but it'll feel just right. So if your girl sexy and she pass me, don't be upset, D, cause you might catch me trying to catch a glance up a skirt, then we clan in reverse. Got some tea and I'm like a
dance. Let's go, y'all. When I pull up to the club, all the starters be like,
damn, 28,
hey. Then I be like, girl, you know just who I
am, don't hate,
hey. See, I done fell in love with a stripper, y'all. All I do is flirt with her and I get them draws. And I don't need no help, I got it down pack. Said if pain was born to flirt, now you can't down that. Now I'm a flirt, whether I'm in or out of town. That's why they call me Steady Bender and I be like, oh, I see you, only mama me, I'm old pain. What is your name? I'm feeling your vibe and I'm hoping you feel the same. I'ma wink my eye and let you know I got the game. When I pass by, I know exactly what you say. He's I'm looking, but I already fucked her. I got these niggas naggers, I'm a flirt.
Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. When you're eyes at me, when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to meet me, cause I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, cause I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring around me, because I'm a flirt. I'm a remix. Now if you walk up in the club with a bad chick and she looking at me, then I'm gon' hit. Man, jacking for chicks, I tried to quit, but I'm a player, homie, so I had to hit it. While you buying our drinks in the club, acting like you in love, stunting like you all thug, we was switching numbers. She looking at you and I walk by, you turn your head, she wink her eye. I can't help it if she checking for a platinum type of guy. She be calling me daddy and I be calling her mommy. She be calling you Kelly when your name is Tommy. I don't know what y'all be thinking when you bring them around me. Let me remind you that I am the king of R&B. Do you know what that means? That means if you love your chick, don't bring her to the VIP, cause I might leave with your chick. Just keeping it real, my nigga, it's a player's feel, my nigga. Don't take no bitch to the club when you just met her, my nigga. Cause I'ma flirt with her, and he gon' flirt with her. And if she looking at good shit, she gon' flirt with her.
I'ma flirt, soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'ma flirt.
Oh yeah,
when you're not gonna roll up in the club,
I'ma flirt.
Sometimes
yeah,
I'm with my chick on the low,
I'ma flirt.
And when she's with a man looking, so homie, don't bring your girl
ooh,
to me,
yeah, cause I'm a flirt.
And baby, don't bring your
believe
girlfriend
me when I
to me,
I'm a flirt.
Please believe it, unless your game
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Appreciate y'all coming on, joining me, trying to help me with the show again tonight. Hope we can get some discussions going on and find something to talk about. Because I sure got something to talk about a little bit tonight. Earlier we was, I don't know if any of you guys was on live, but watching Leon up there 131. They had a good show going on over there. I really enjoyed it. I should have took me a nap before the show. I don't want to be falling asleep on you guys, but Leon was pulling them races up, and they had some pro mods and stuff over there, man. They was getting down. They were showing time and everything, but, you know, ain't got nothing to do with us. They were riding. Me and Kid was on there watching it. I seen Chuck pop in and out and a few more people. Brother Rob, he popped in and out for a second. But it was pretty enjoyable. It was, you know, rolling pretty good, and man, they was rolling. That sucker was getting down, man. They had Bischoff car up in there. He had a little freeze up on my end. He probably didn't freeze up on his end when Bischoff had came out, and I had to like set the phone off and slide it back so I didn't see what kind of pass he put down, but. Most of them guys was running in the 200 range, so I'm pretty sure he was right there. I don't know if Kid got a chance to see Bischoff make that pass or not. But, man, it's a beautiful thing. They got some cars up there, 131, man. And he out there enjoying every bit of it. Yes, that's nice. But I'm trying to wait till a few more people get on here. And so I can, I can always come back to it, but as y'all know, last weekend, we went down, where I didn't go, but the crew went down to Sacramento, California. And we had our first race of the year with Mudbone, first race period. You know, I had told people that we was working with the car. You know, we got a few cars we're working with. That one we got kind of straightened out and went down there because Bodie threw out a little threat and he offered us everything in grudge racing. So we accepted it. I mean, if somebody offer you something like that, you're supposed to turn it away. We accepted it. Went down there and went on with the challenge, and we won. Now, before we got to that point, you had people up here that were saying that we was going to get killed. Bodie was going to kill us. Everybody know Bodie is a killer, him and his son. But we felt that was disrespectful to offer us something like that. So we went on down there and challenged him with it. He gave it to us like he gave his word, just like he said. He gave it to us. But how did it turn out? Not good at all for him. We put about 5 on his ass. When he seen us again, we was hitting the brakes after we passed across the finish line. So, you know, that was fun and Danny and everything. He gave up too much when he gave that break. He could have kept the rest of that shit. Killed it. So now the naysayers are saying, oh, y'all got all this spot. But at first they were saying, Bodie gonna kill y'all ass. So now they see that we really been working. And we gonna continue to work. We got a couple more cars to straighten out. And once we straighten them out, the show is on. The show is dead on. Uh-oh. What's up, kid?
Big Eddie.
What's going down?
Big Eddie. What's happening?
Everything cool, man. How you feel tonight, man?
Congratulations on your win. I feel great, man. I'm all right.
Yeah, good, man. Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Congratulations on that win, man. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Definitely the underdog is going to win that.
Hey, man, we've been telling people we coming. We try to take our time and get the cars right, so when we do go out there, we don't be looking too bad, especially on the race. You know what I'm saying?
All day.
And I've been telling people for the last couple of years, we've been coming. We coming. So we here now. You know, we got a couple more cars to straighten out. I think the boo is about straightened out. Then we got to get the red, few little things done to the red car and test it, and then we definitely be on our way to having fun. You know, win, lose, or draw. You know, we going to play.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Shit.
That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to take your time. If you rush it, things ain't going to go too well for you a lot of times when you rush it.
No.
You got to. Yeah, you got to pay attention to your cars and try to figure out what it needs and try to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you'll
be able to play. Yes, sir.
Efficient.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's what we're looking for right there.
Yes, sir. Oh, man, so you got to put my Bodie ass in the frying pan, don't you?
Yeah, I'm going to put Bodie ass in the frying pan. He wants some get back, so we going to give him his get back, you know.
Yeah.
He going to come up here for that, so that'll be something for everybody up here to see. And the race has changed now. You know, we ain't figured out what he's going to try to give us this time, but he definitely ain't. I don't think he's going to get that breakup no more.
Oh, no, he got to get that up. He left too late, remember? That was a mistake. He left too late. He got to get that up again.
Yeah.
Try it again.
Well, we going to let him out if he want to do something different, you know, because we don't feel we need that break.
Fuck that.
We'll figure out how it go. He said we had that for life. He said we had all for life.
He said
we had everything in grudge racing for life.
Yeah, I hold him to it.
That's what everybody say. Hold them to it.
Hold them to it.
But
man,
you know what, Mom?
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing about this whole situation is, you know, the name Mudbone and everything, it was created, you know, with me because it was a contribute for my car to my brother. We gave him the nickname Mudbone behind Richard Pryor. You know, he passed away a long time ago. So that's what we used to call him. So that's why I named my car Mudbone. And Leroy gave me the honor to also name his car Mudbone 2.0.
Yeah.
And we agreed. Yeah, we had an agreement that, you know, we all had say-so in these cars. And
mm-hmm,
I was like,
mm-hmm,
cool. You know, I'm a part of it. He said, this your car just as well as mine. And also Big Ty, you know. You know,
mm-hmm,
we all get together and do our thing and talk and discuss a lot of things on how we going to do certain things, you know. And we've been doing that
mm-hmm
for the last couple of years. Now that the car had success, when the car was having problems, everybody definitely tied me to the car. Now the car had some success. Now they want to disassociate me with the car.
But
I don't. Leroy, he gonna drive all the cars right now.
Oh, okay.
You know, as long as he doing his job. We don't need nobody else to get in them cars. You know.
Okay.
He told me he had other people that had to be that he can stick in there that he trusts. But right now Leroy the man. He's the man.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
That's up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing a very good job.
Oh yeah.
Yes, he's doing a very good job in learning the car and getting it down the track. Last year you seen the car moving around and bouncing the can on. This is you see the car going straight down Broadway.
Yes, sir.
Got it where we wanted to get it. It took some work, but it's on its way now.
Mm-hmm.
On its way. Yeah, man. Yes, sir. So, the car back here, but Leroy had to make another move right quick. So, when he get back, he going to get back on the car and go over everything. And sooner or later, we going to have to go ahead and do that thing we've been talking about for so long. Now it's time to get it over with. It's going to be a win or lose. We just going to definitely grab a hold of Chuck if he want to make that move.
Yeah.
So we'll
been a long time
so we going to make that dream come true. Been a long time coming. I mean, somebody got to win, somebody got to lose. I can't guarantee you no win against Chuck. Chuck car ain't no slowpoke. It's a good running car, but we got to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Bragging rights.
Yes, sir. And not only that, it's going to be all about fun. You know, we got to bring this dream that we've been getting to people to the real life, you know.
Yeah, man,
because we need to bring action. We need to bring action right here to Chicago. Like I say, I tell everybody, everything being promoted everywhere else, it don't bring us nothing. And who the best I ever seen in promoting they sell and making people real thirsty for them because they racing like hell, they talk good, and they promote good, and everybody want to be a part of it is the South. We got to do the same shit, man. We got to bring that same action here.
But you know, I think that our biggest problem is the goddamn track circuit, because we weren't slicks up north. So you got a lot of guys down south on radio. And if the track ain't prepped, they ain't coming.
Yeah. Well, when they have events in the South, still ain't coming. When they had a track prep, because there's too many people that's here saying the wrong thing about the track.
About the track, yeah.
You understand? And actually, the reason I don't like that is because I don't care where you go around the world with these tracks, they're going to be different. And if you don't know how to set your car up to get down them tracks, that's your fucking problem.
That's your problem, absolutely.
You make yourself look bad when you complain about the tracks and don't know how to go to a track and get your car down the track. You know? Them guys know how to set their cars up for condition. It's going to always... Oh, you got to know. It's going to always come ahead of the people that don't try and think that the track's supposed to set itself up for you. So you kind of make yourself look bad to me when you sit there and talk about the track. You got to know your car and know how to get down the track. You're supposed to have all these tuners and all this kind of shit. Well, you know, it don't make sense to me, man. Yeah, man. You had your car long enough, you should be able to get down in the track. Yeah. Hey, if you got to take power out of your car, guess what? The next man got to take power out of his car, too.
10-1
You know. Yes, sir.
Let him be able to play with the suspension a little bit and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I can tell you one person I see do that pretty well. He don't never complain about the track. He go out there, see what the track is about. He bring his car back, make a few adjustments, and go on about his business. Next thing you know, he going down that track. He did a couple of adjustments, he going down the track. Yeah, so. The only thing I can say about the tracks here versus the tracks down south is they got better communication, a better relationship than what we have with the track here. It's only certain people that got a relationship with the tracks here. They don't even want to, for years, I stopped asking because I see that they don't want to even communicate with us. You know, as far as like, come on the shows and advertise and talk about what they got going on, let the people know, that and give people a chance to ask some questions and stuff like that. That would be so much better. Them boys in the South can call the track anytime and ask questions of what they need to know, and they going to talk to them like people.
Right.
You understand? That would make it so much better. You know, if they communicated with us like that. Yes, sir. That's the only thing I don't like about the tracks here, man. They ain't people friendly at all, at least not with our kind of people.
Right.
There's certain people they figure that's right, right. But they, you know, the certain people they think that can bring the crowd, they'll communicate mm-hmm. with them. The ones that they mm-hmm. think they need to talk to get people there.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I agree.
0872, your mic is open. Who we got? Maybe I can only hit the one button.
Yeah.
No, I called out the wrong number. I'm sorry. 708-5509. I'm blind in the motherfucker. I'm calling out the wrong number.
What up, man?
What's going on? What's going on, man?
We got it.
Okay, so appreciate it. So appreciate it, bro. Yes, my blind ass is calling out the wrong number. I'm getting them fixed though. I'm getting my eyes fixed though. I'm going to get them fixed.
You called my last 4 hours wrong, so I figured, you know, at least I ain't got to worry about nobody calling me.
Don't nobody want to call you no way but me and Uncle Larry. Shit.
And at that point, you got to find somebody who give a fuck. Because I don't care.
I ain't talking
about the tracks and all of that. I just say, hey, hopefully in the future we'll have better communication all around the board.
I think it's going to get better. I think they kind of seeing it right now and feeling it, man, you know. They trying to get relationships back now, and I hear some of the stuff they say on Facebook.
Well, I think that, you know, we will prove that you know, the track, we can get down the tracks that they criticize. We will prove that we can get down on tracks and make it, and hopefully that will make it better for people as far as wanting to come and hang out with us. So we'll figure it out.
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah, so,
but like I said, so you know, to that point there. Go ahead.
Oh, you on the road, baby? Go ahead. I don't want to fight.
Yeah. No. Like I was saying, was that when they go and criticize the track like that, they kind of make themselves look bad to me because. They should know how to get their car on whatever track they going to.
I heard you say you got, you know, I wish.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Where you at, kid?
Oh, what up, man?
Might be scared to talk. Hey, you all right, man? I didn't mean to threaten. What up, kid, man?
What up, Leroy? I was looking at the goddamn basketball game.
Gentlemen, what's
happening? What up, Mark? I got to apologize to kids, y'all, if y'all allow me to, because, I kind of threatened kids on the live today, you know, and I do apologize, kid. I forgot you had retired, man, and I thought maybe you wanted to jump in scandal. And get everything in Grudge Racer.
Don't want no positive. Eh?
All right, man. Well, I apologize, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, kid,
you see the race last night? Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that was a nice race last night, but that Turbo Mustang did his job.
Okay, the race y'all talking about was
Yak.
Little Mikey them, right? Yak Yak, okay.
Yeah, last night, Yak and the Turbo Mustang.
I got you.
Mike, what's his name? Mike.
Mike Radley.
Some shit.
Mike
Radley. Medina. And, right.
Oh, you talking about
Mike Medina was in the Mustang.
Yeah. Oh, he the one that got the Mustang.
Mike. Larry, it's two Mike.
Yeah.
Mike was driving a Yak car. Mike
Bradley
was driving a Mike car, and the other Mike is driving the Mustang.
So
that's where that confusion was coming in at.
Yeah, I don't know him.
It's two Mikes.
Yeah.
Two Mikes, because Larry got him pushing up like his ass. So, Lord, I was like, God damn, man, you're giving me a headache. it's all good.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Eddie, what you want to sleep over there? You, come on now. Yeah.
Nah.
It's
gonna
be.
Nah, I gotta give everybody else a chance to talk too, man.
It's gonna be more racing at the track, Eddie. Don't worry about it.
I think as everybody cars get ready, ain't got no choice but to race. That's the purpose.
Right. It's gonna be more racing at the track, cause they don't pass this ordinance. They catch them out there on the street. Goddamn it, they're gonna wish they had been at the track.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, they said they're going to knock fire from their ass.
Yeah.
And they want to blame somebody like that. If they want to blame somebody about that shit, they need to blame them old drifting boys going downtown, closing down intersections and shit.
Those are the main ones they're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now everybody going to get it.
God damn, Eddie, go ahead, man.
Nah, you go ahead. I'm finished.
Nope, I'm done. Shit.
You said they put what down?
Plate readers. They said they go into your doorstep based on a plate reader.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they don't, like I said. They're going to knock fire from your ass, that's for sure.
Yeah, so that was it.
So they can come get you, goddammit, 2 or 3 weeks later.
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy. They're going to be videotaping all that stuff.
Yep.
You're sitting back in your garage polishing your rims, and then here come a tow truck and goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
Detectives and Lord, out there.
And Lord knows if they do them goddamn it like they used to do back in the day, your shit goes to the pond, it's all over with. Because when they come up out of there, the engine might be fucked up, the transmission might be fucked up or whatever. It ain't a goddamn thing you can do about it.
You better hope you get it back, shit. They took
right.
My 69 over from me from 103rd and Dodie.
Cause it was definitely right in there. And when you play other things, they moves it over. I just thought I saw Motown, didn't
I? I come in there Friday to get my car. Next thing I know, I come back Monday, and my car is sold at auction on Friday.
She singing like that. There ain't enough dancing. She want the music and the dancing.
Hey, yeah. Hey, kid.
Yeah.
What up, man?
Hey, I was just trying to let them. I was just calling in to say hey to y'all, man. I'm following a GPS, so I'm gonna get ready to get out. I was just.
All right,
Leroy.
All right,
okay,
take care, man. Take care. Yep.
Okay, you too. All right,
man. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, Ed. Shit. Back in the day, goddamn it, shit. Your shit go to the pond? Oh, man, you might well kiss a goodbye.
I know.
They pull shit off in your motor, off in your trance, and shit. It ain't worth getting out.
No, I'm telling you. Hey, how many times we had to go back up to 100, well, I ain't going to say it, but we had to go back to them stations and grab them cars before they got towed to the crowd.
I'm trying to tell you, man. What is that?
Especially goddamn over there by Weston. They, I don't think they got a car to the pound that they took off duty.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to find this baby cartoon. I don't know how it got pushed out.
I'm more of a drag racer than anything, but I don't understand what they get out that goddamn drifting shit. Well, I guess
me either, man.
Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, man, that's
and
crazy.
And then you got people standing around a circle, man. I don't understand that, man. Somebody gonna get hurt.
Yeah.
No, you got people hanging out the window while they riding cars like that. Hanging
I know,
out
but
the
I'm
window.
Talking about the people that's. I'm talking about the people in danger, the people that's
spectators,
standing there
yeah,
while the car's doing
the
a circle. Yeah, the spectators.
Right, the spectators.
That's crazy.
That shit is dangerous. Yeah.
I got a buddy of mine, his son, and tore up three cars on that drifting shit. Three cars. Can you imagine that? One is he drifted
yeah,
into a goddamn pole. The other one he drifted to a curb and bent the rear axle up. The other one, he hit another car.
Yeah, well, they'll be all right now, Mark. I guarantee you.
Yeah, I've seen them get
oh,
run off.
Shit,
I was
thought...
like...
Well, let me see.
And I was in a goddamn over there in Harrison 2 weeks ago. They must have ran them out from Lower Wacker Drive, man. It had to be
it
a line
from,
of about 100 cars, man.
It started from beginning. It started from beginning, then they keep, like,
okay.
Going. Man, what's that? Hey, hello?
Yeah, Big Eddie.
Hello.
So,
yeah.
this should be a lot more racing at the track then.
Yeah, I had to go and set up this baby's cartoon again right quick. That's why I had to go and move away. Yeah, man. But yeah, we went on down there, man, and took care of business with Team Bodie.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a lot. That was a lot of fun. What's next? What's next? I heard Chuck was supposed to come on here and fry me or something tonight. Chuck, where your
come
ass
on, man.
At? Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to fry his ass, too. Where your ass at? Oh, shit, let me go down here. He's scared to come on now.
Oh, okay. Not the scandal.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the car I thought, you know, you might have wanted to drive, and you driving it, I had to get you everything in blood racing, slow motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Ed, I come on to hear Chuck fry your ass.
He better not. He better not. He probably out on a boat or something tonight. With a lot of noise.
And then
so
I wanted to hear how you was going to fry that damn bond.
Oh, man. I got
what
to
up,
get
Rob?
Bond. I got to get bond.
Paul Motor Rob.
What's up, kid?
Shit, nothing much.
Hey, kid, Willie Dog ain't on this show for me to piss him off again, is he?
No, Willie Dog down in Texas, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he
you
probably
know,
worked
I
it.
Made,
probably
I
worked
made him
it.
Apologize to Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
I told him we was going to take over his show if he didn't apologize. So you know he apologized, right?
Oh, man. He didn't have no other choice.
I apologize to him also. You know, real men know how to get their heads back together and deal with situations the way they're supposed to be dealt with appropriately. So that's what we did. Because after I thought about it, you know, I assumed something. Uncle Larry assumed something. And if it didn't go that way, then we was wrong. We was wrong the way we came. Well, I came in to bag Uncle Larry up and got my ass whooped, you know. Next time, leave Uncle Larry out there by himself. No, Uncle, I'll still come get my ass whooped again for you, man.
oh yeah, man. Hey, man, happy anniversary. Ain't this anniversary, are you taking the show from Cadillac? Ain't this about the, what, the 50th anniversary?
Man. Not the Cadillac.
I'll tell you
not
what
the
it
Cadillac.
Is. I'll tell you what it's going to be this day. It's going to be a birthday for my new grandson that was born 5 o'clock this morning. I got a boy.
Oh, man. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's up. And then the little Joker looked just like me. He just went past his daddy and looked just like me.
Oh, man. That'll be Mudbone 4.0.
Hey, handsome little fella.
You're
a handsome little fella, man.
Well, wait a minute. I thought you
I'm
said he looked like
I'm,
you.
That's what I'm talking about. He don't look like his daddy. Now, if he look like his daddy.
Oh, come on. What you trying to say, Mark?
Ain't gonna
what
say
you trying to say, Mark? Because the editor didn't catch that. What you trying to say, Mark? Because the editor didn't catch that. Oh, okay.
Hey, I counted a kid, but I don't care nothing about a big Jute Town pork chop sandwich.
Oh, man. Lord have mercy.
Hey, that's a 40-year friend conversation, kid. They all of you.
Oh,
I heard that.
It's a damn shame. You come on somebody's show, you part of Jew Town police sizes, and you want to talk about them.
Damn.
Oh, it's watermelon man. What's up, Texas driver? We ain't heard from you in a minute.
Need a tie, big rope for your ass and float you back up there so you can be back in Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade this year.
Give me your dirty strong.
My.
Nah,
you
duh.
Hear him, kid? Hey, man. The mouth you kiss your grandbaby with, man.
Lord, how much.
I'm sorry, y'all. Let me go.
You got little grandbaby. Your grandbaby's scared to get close to you because you might eat them.
Speaking of grandbabies, man, how's little man doing, man? Real talk.
I ain't doing good, Marco. Last my ass off messing with you, man. I haven't cared. How y'all doing? I'm sitting there laughing my ass. That's why I kept cutting the mute. I cut my mic off. Cause, hey, don't y'all hear me now. I'm just messing with you, bro. Having fun. How's everybody doing?
Good. Can't complain, man. Everything good, man. We all woke up this morning, so we all having a great day.
Yeah. Man, we would have some crazy weather. We wake up with thunderstorms and we go to bed with thunderstorms right here now.
Oh, man. That's Mother Nature at her best.
Yeah, it's that time of the year, you know. End of July, August, it rains just about every day down here.
Oh, look up next week, you have some hurricane warning.
Nah, that won't be.
Hey, Ed, shall I get Chuck to come on and fry your ass?
Yeah, Chuck ain't coming on, man. Chuck know I got something waiting for his ass.
I'm calling Chuck right now because I don't like the way you talking to me, Eddie.
Oh, shit.
You my man, though. After he fried you, you still my man, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
I've been fried before. It won't be the first time, and it damn sure probably won't be the last time.
Mm-hmm.
Your mic is open.
Hey, it's Gerald. Eddie, Rob, who else is that on that key? Anybody else? Mark?
All right, Ed.
Who we got? Who we got there?
Chuck. He said, give him a few minutes. He's coming on to take your ass out.
Can you hear me, Eddie?
Well, maybe I ought to take him out first. Yeah, I...
Okay,
who the Gerald?
Yeah, how y'all doing, Mark?
Yeah.
Rob,
yeah. All right, what's happening? What's happening?
Hey, not much. How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty
good.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl, I feel sorry for those street racers. They about to get their shit took it.
I don't think so. They've been standing up for years since we've been doing it. You know, a police officer can't even get a break to get a lunch. So I'm thinking I have time to be fooling around those drag racers. Everything that's going on in the city. So I think it's just politically, you know, they got to say something politically to get to, because they were downtown.
Well,
they're
politically correct. You know they need something. Why not get something that's easy? Get some street races. It's an easy thing to make it seem like they're doing something.
Yeah, but they ain't got time, Rob. There's so much going on. They be out of breath trying to make it through a day. And they can't even get a 30-minute lunch no more.
Oh no, they believe me, they gonna set up something. They gonna block off Doty Road or block off 87th Street or Underground. Some of these people gonna lose their cars for real.
They don't have the manpower, Mark. If they do that,
well,
and then somebody gets killed around the corner, then they'll say, well, where was the police at? Oh, they go there running some drag racing off on a dark road over there. It's what's going on.
Well,
right?
I'm gonna say this. Hey. You know how they made it where them guys get vacation if they get catch somebody with a gun? They're going to do that to the drag races. They're going to give them incentive to catch them.
Hey, Gerald.
That's where they're going.
Hey, Gerald.
Yes, sir.
They got to deal with that shit that they're doing downtown. They got to deal with that. The drag racing shit is out the way. They might not so much bother them. But they got to deal
right.
with that shit they doing downtown. That don't make no sense. They can
go
somewhere else.
Yeah,
that ain't as much
a
business. Yeah.
That
ain't no place to do that at, man. There's so
yeah,
many places where it's out in the suburbs where they normally be that naked that they can do that, man, and not affect nobody. Then they're doing it in a place like downtown. They acting with trouble. They got to deal with that.
Yeah, that's kind of like Dirty Road, I'm saying, like 20 miles south of downtown, they're not going to worry about all that stuff. I mean, that Dirty Road been like that for how long have you been saying they're going to shut the road down?
They got to deal with that. But shit like that will make them, you know, do a little more odd shit. So that's where the problem going to come from. But I think they're mostly going to deal with that shit downtown.
Oh, yeah, they're going to deal with that.
Don't forget, we have been shut down on Doty Road before, man. I mean, they took cars to jail. They missed cars up, took us to jail. So it can't happen.
Hey, Gerald.
All it takes is one good
if I was the police, Gerald, I would know where all the races is at. I'd be like, hey, Sarge, what can I get to get about 10 races, 20? Shit, you can get half a year off. I'm going straight to Doty. I'm grabbing everybody.
Man, them people running like them police officers, it's so much disrespect. They ain't trying to do all that. They get too much slack of coming toward them. You know, so you put more on their plate for people to approach them silly. These kids, I don't expect the law no more right now. So you think I'm going to be going up to people worried about a race car? They stomping all on cars.
Yeah, the law.
Bunch of cars and everything now.
Yeah, the law bought that on themselves, man. The disrespect they show the people. You know, no matter what nobody say, they constantly repeating themselves. So now they got to a point where they not law enforcement no more. They just a gang. They just another gang to deal with.
because the door is open. Security.
You know.
That's all right. We don't hurt nothing. Yeah,
hey,
don't take
hey,
nothing to block off dirty road. Two cars on, two squad cars and a paddy wagon on 103rd, and the other two right there at the Torrance exit, and they got that place shut down. They can't go no, them rates can't go nowhere.
They didn't do this like that before, Mark, but the man was saying, he said, y'all ain't got no guns and drugs. They blocked off dirty before with us. He said, y'all ain't got no guns and drugs. We're letting y'all go. That's what they did. That's all we worried about.
Yeah, the discretion of the police officers. It all depends on how they feel. But they can fuck you up, though. They can fuck you up.
Sure can.
Because your shit go to the pound, you probably ain't going to want it once you go get it. They can do some damage to your shit up in that pound.
Hey, kid, I'm going to be the one up in the pound pulling that motor out.
They can do some damage to your shit up in that pound.
I'm going to some drag racing away. I'm going to take me a 30-minute lunch. Let me see what you want to do. I'm going to do some drag racing. I think I'm going to take me a 30-minute lunch.
I think I'm going to go to 41.
You look at police stand. A lot of people ain't got time. Nothing but run. They be running all day long. It ain't going to be easy.
Well, for the guys that's on the phone, if they want to see some drag racing Saturday night, that's not illegal. Go up there to Buffalo Wild Wings side, and they're gonna be racing RC cars all night.
Oh man!
There you go, kid. They're gonna be drifting, drag racing, all the above. RC
car. Drifting is not my cup of tea, so you ain't got to worry about me with that bullshit.
Oh, okay.
It's yours. I be trying to understand it.
I see enough drifting when the snow get on the ground. These motherfuckers slipping and sliding and shit.
I be trying to figure it out.
Hey, Gerald, you know what I was thinking?
Yeah.
Why don't the guys that got these vehicles that, you know, I guess it's like you got some of these guys with these cars that makes you seem like they want to race, but they ain't race nobody all year, but they act like they doing some racing. And then they be like,
man.
Try to be in that category like I'm a part of the racing crew when every time they stiff, they want to stiff you to a race basically that says, I got control of your car. This is how we're going to race. And I look at that as a kid as a way of basically saying, I really don't want to race because your stiff shouldn't have nothing to do with my car. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an example. Kid, you got a car, I got a car, I want to race you. I understand there's going to be some bull crap. You're going to try to see if I'm going to take a dumb race. I might even try to see if you're going to take a dumb race. After we figure out we ain't too dummy and we ain't going like that, which we should already know we ain't too dummies before we even get to the point or we realize we ain't too dummy, just cut through the bullshit. I can't tell you to come off the trailer and race me right off the trailer. Just like you can't tell me to pull my engine out the motor and push it down the track. Because that's what I hear when I hear guys tell another guy what to do with his car.
Oh, man.
If you really want to race, just say, hey, I would like you to do this, but that's okay. If you don't want to do this, what time do you want to do this race? Because I'm going to do this. You can do what you want up until this point. I don't get it. I don't understand that. Why do people put in tips that they know is not going to get a race off?
Got a point there.
A race should never not take place just because of one come on and come out trailing and the other one don't. That don't make sense.
Right.
Especially the one that don't want to come off the trailer, they should get to shake down their car. All I'm going to do is wait. You want to come off the trailer? Okay, just wait for them to finish doing what they're doing and get it on. That's a black eye in the game for a race not to take place because one car want to come off the trailer and the other one don't. That's the only problem that the two have.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the day we live in.
Got a point,
though. This is a reality. It's a reality show now. It's like all the other reality shows on TV. That's how Drag Race is now. People go on, they can post what they want to post. They can be who they want to be. They can say what they want to say. I got a race car like everybody else, and then I'm going to play the game. Most cars ain't even raced this year. That's turnkey.
Yeah.
There's a lot of turnkey cars ain't did nothing.
Oh, man.
I can understand you broke or you're not ready. That's fine. But the people that's talking got cars ready, and they ain't did nothing. Most cars.
Or I got another one for you, kid. I got drag radios on, and you got Smith. I understand the little, if you're naive, you don't know, then, yeah, I'm going to throw that out there. Hey, why don't you come to this track and try me? It's a drag radio track, and you got on Slick. Of course, you might have some issues. But if you're comfortable with it and you know how to get down the track with, you know, without losing nothing, then, yeah, you're going to probably do it. But to tell me to take my drag radio car and go on a Slick track, and you know it ain't going to happen. So why even suggest that race?
You got a point, yeah.
These are the things I hear out of people, and there needs to be the main guys talking about, like, you ain't doing nothing. You need to do. Well, damn, you know the steps you making makes you look bad, believe it or not. If you don't,
you got a point there, Rob.
Thing. This is my thing, kid. I know if I don't want to race, I learn bad habits from some of these guys. They call themselves grudge racers. I learn how to duck and dodge. If I don't want to be bothered with you, I say something stupid. And no, you ain't going to do it, so you at least stop talking to me. Instead of just saying, you know, leave me alone, what you're saying is stupid, I don't want to call you stupid because you might be smart. So I just say something that I know it ain't going to, it's no point in even having a conversation no more.
Because
that's what they're doing. I don't get it. Let me give you another example, kid. If you, kid, I don't travel farther than 2 hours. But you tell me to go to Florida. You don't want to race. That's what I'm saying. Don't make no sense, kid. It don't make no sense at all to me. Here we are. The weather's still good. We here in Illinois, which we can race anywhere within the 2 hour, you know. But you want to say, race me in fucking November or December. Here it is, July. But you want me to race you back in that time and then go to Florida and do it. $4,000. That shit's stupid. Stupid as hell.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to lock you in a little while,
Ron,
for next year. Next April, I'll be locking you in.
Oh, man, not next April.
Trust me.
It's coming.
We're going to lock in for next April. We had this whole thing to do something, but now
we're going to
lock in. And it ain't
going to
rain that much.
You
can't blame the weather.
Yeah. It's the craziest thing. Or here it is March, and you say, well, let's lock in for July. Well, shit, I don't know what's happening in July. My life is not just racing. I can just go out of town on something. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what you got going on in your life in July on that day. There are things that I find that I call that race stopping language. I think that's what they call.
Oh, man.
Race stopping language, yeah.
My
father Smith. I don't know.
Yes, sir, brother
Rob. I'm just saying, Eddie. It's sadness. Or another one, kid. You don't drive a car, but I say, hey, only way I'm going to race you if kid drive a car. Come on, man. You stupid. That's the stupidest stuff I ever heard in my life. First of all, who's going to let you drive their car that they spend all their money on? And what makes you think that you want to drive their car anyway?
You got a point there, Ross.
The stupid things that I hear.
Hey, Rob, there go your boy. There go your boy you've been asking for, man.
Who that?
Give him time. He got to build up his courage. His
I'm sorry, Ed. Man. I was on mute. What's going on?
Chuck.
What's up, Chuck?
What up, kid? What's going on? What's happening? I've been trying to listen, but you know, I got a lot of noise around me. What's going on?
Chuck, I am tired of hearing Eddie talking. Can you fry him so we can take this show over?
What are you talking about, Rob?
Man, you know, he's starting to threaten me now.
He threatening you?
Yeah.
What are you threatening you about?
He threatened to beat me with his own car. How he going to do that and I'm driving?
What did you say? He got some false confidence? He got some false confidence
up there?
You know
what I said? I said, you know what, Eddie? Fuck this. I'm calling Chuck. I'm tired of this.
Ain't that a bitch?
Well, maybe he didn't take his medicine, Rob.
Well, yeah, you got a point there, kid.
Motherfucker got... Motherfucker, you have one win, and he think he on top of the world, huh?
Oh, man.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
I think he want to make you the second win.
Oh, they can get it. Fuck, you think I'm ducking?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'm just saying, so... Who you going to fry this week, Eddie? What's going on?
Well, I can only fry Bodie and I can only fry Yak, man. I ain't got nobody else to fry.
What happened to Yak? What happened to Yak? Oh, they lost the race last night.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir.
Hey, Chuck.
You can't really fry Yak. Well, you can fry him.
I really don't want to bust my buddy out, but... He changed it from Vaughn to Yak. Just saying.
Because it was Yak's car.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right, fuck it. We gonna fry everybody ass today then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So who you gonna fry first, Eddie? You got the grease hot?
Let me get the grease up, man. Let me get it hot.
Hey, get your ass up and cook the goddamn grease, man. You know, make that shit sizzling hot. For this last one, y'all going to get the fuck out of here when I tell y'all this one.
Damn.
Hurry up with the grease, man.
It's ready, man. It's ready.
It's ready. So who we going to we gonna fry Yak? Running that motherfucking turbo car.
Oh, man.
Mark Medina.
Not the hairdryer.
Mike Medina.
Not the hairdryer.
Mike Medina.
Yeah, Mike Medina car. Well, yeah, car wasn't running as good as it was, but anyway, he still won that motherfucking battle. But he got his ass kicked real motherfucking good. It would have been a good race if his shit was right, but you stay away from them damn hairdryers and them blowers. You got nitrous, you got some bad shit, but when your shit don't work, you fucked up. So, all I can say is, Eddie, for right now, they got my vote for the fucking early grudge race of the year, but put their ass in the grease for fucking with a damn turbo. Right ass, Eddie.
At least you didn't burn their ass up.
At least you ain't burn them up like you be doing
Leon. I need you to fry the driver for letting the turbo car leave on him and thinking he gonna go around the turbo car on the other end.
Oh man.
Well, hey Rob, I didn't see the race. I didn't know shit until you told me now. But I mean,
yeah.
Mike was driving the car. He generally pretty good on the light, but. I don't know. Mike might have seen a big fat girl over there. He like, I don't know.
Hey, Chuck. The turbo car
Mike.
Had half a car left on them when they left.
I think Mike didn't pull out the magic.
Yeah.
God damn, Eddie. All right, so you say, so you want me to put Bodie ass in there, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh man, not Jay Bodie.
So, goddamn it, Jay Gibbs, motherfucker, he got more buttons in that goddamn car than anything, and he come all the way down there, had all these suckers from Chicago come down there to do his race, and he dead than a motherfucker, and he gonna pick probably the fastest car they brought down there. And give them everything in drag racing. I don't even think you should fry him. I think you just call him a dumb motherfucker for that.
Oh,
but
man.
Double fry his ass.
Not the jackass.
Jackass, Fred Sampson. Fry that motherfucker.
God damn, man.
Hold on, Rob. I got somebody else to fry.
I got a
motherfucker to fry that got everything in drag racing for a car he didn't need nothing but a little a bump, and they bragging on they shit like it's a victory. Fry their ass. Fry all the Mudbone crew. Fry the ass, Eddie.
Oh, man.
Hey, he fried long, but he fried him. But you know what, though, Eddie? I ain't mad at y'all. Y'all went down there and took care of the business, so, you know.
If they offer it, we gotta take it.
Oh yeah, you should have took it. Shit, it's a dumb motherfucker for doing that, especially a damn car he don't know shit about. Shit.
Hey Ed, this person I want to fry is Willie Dawg for letting the guys from up north, come on this show and fuck his show up and have him in his feelings. Fry that
damn.
Old
well, Rob, how else you gonna get him to do shit unless he get in his silly? God damn, Ed, you gonna try to kill that old motherfucker. You know he's 75 years old.
Nah,
you gonna kill him
man,
for this degree that long.
Even
yeah, he your friend
he
now,
no
but you
friend,
talked about that motherfucker
friend.
Like he was a fucking, like he was a walking devil.
Hey,
nah,
kid,
Lord,
did
good,
I break
man. Y'all got
did
that
I
straight
this,
now.
But
hold on. You know what, though? I mean, you know what? If when people racing and everywhere, and I understand this shit, if you don't promote the shit, then nobody knows, but it was like one person put y'all a little video up, and I just happened to see it. I would have missed the shit. But if you don't promote the shit or just send them a text so you can even get any recognition, then, you know,
right?
They don't know. They don't know. But it ain't y'all fault. Y'all did wrong. I mean, right? Y'all straightened the shit out. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm at a motherfucking track, I couldn't give a fuck what's happening nowhere else. I'm trying to worry about my own shit, my boy shit. But I mean, it's
point,
cool.
Man.
Y'all had
right.
it great. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, all I got to say is get y'all ass out and race some more. You know, you got a badass
Chicago
motherfucking car. Make it be known, motherfucker. Make it be known.
Chicago got to stop being crabs in the buckets too, man. Just
man,
like
y'all all crabs in
shit,
the motherfucking bucket.
We gotta,
y'all don't
we gotta
do shit
our
up
own
here.
Shit, man.
You know? You,
that's what I'm saying.
Ain't
we
shit
do
going
shit
on up here,
here
Eddie.
Instead of going,
ain't
we,
shit
if it,
going
if we
on up here.
Do nothing up here. It ain't going
we would,
on.
But, that's,
if
that's
we don't
what
do
you,
shit
you
up here, it
ain't
going
on. So you can't promote motherfucking pistachios when motherfuckers eating Planters peanuts. You can't do it. Now some shit was happening. We could talk about our shit all day. the fuck I want to keep going down south to race, but it just ain't no fucking action up here. It ain't enough action.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I mean, they got
little
shit
like
going
I
on
told
Thursday.
You, Mr. Chuck, when you get your ass through doing what you're doing, we just got to go by our car, and we're going to try you, bro.
Oh, shit.
Well, goddamn it, hurry up and go over the bitch. Bring it out here. I'll go over the motherfucker. I'll make that bitch fly.
You ain't got to sabotage our shit. You ain't got to sabotage our shit, motherfucker.
I'm just saying, dog. Do what you got to do. If you gonna be in this shit, be in it. Don't be a motherfucking part-time lover.
Well, you told me that
fucker.
You really ain't going to do
Eddie,
no
you don't hear me now.
You
don't hear me.
42.
Don't be a fucking part-time lover. Be a full-time fucker. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, man, y'all been on goddamn it a week.
That bitch should have been gone over, and y'all supposed to be knocking on my motherfucking door.
No. He had to make another trip. He'll be back. He'll be back Sunday.
I got it, Eddie. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's all right. Knock on my motherfucking door. I've been 42 on whatever day it is, the 8th, the 7th, 6th, 5th, 4th. Knock on my motherfucking door.
Well, if we don't get you before you go, we'll get your ass when you come back.
You know,
if you don't come in the ring, I'll race.
I'll race at any fucking track. It don't matter where it's at. I just want to race.
Then, like I
said,
we got a good motherfucking race. We got 131. Wherever you want to go,
motherfucker,
we got
Qdoba.
Yeah,
what the fuck is y'all waiting on? We can go to
Qdoba.
Yeah.
That's too far out of Chicago, man. We want the people in Chicago to hear about this. See you get your ass.
Kid. Stop me, kid. How long it take to go to Qdoba, kid?
Rob,
how long does it take to go to Qdoba?
About three and a half hours.
It don't even take that long, Rob.
It don't make no difference. Chuck, we can go to Qdoba. It don't matter.
I'm just saying. See, don't say that shit when you don't know. It take me two hours and 15 minutes from my house to go to Qdoba. They even live closer to Qdoba than I do. The Grove, I don't give a fuck, Eddie. I'll race at any track I go to.
So we'll come up with that at the time. All right,
y'all hurry up and check that weak motherfucker out and let me know.
As long as there ain't no radio prep track, here we go.
Oh, what? Qdoba ain't no radio track prep. Prep track.
That's why I said.
What the fuck you worried about
radio?
It ain't got no motherfucking glue. Don't nobody have no glue. Why you worried about radio?
But we ain't got no motherfucking radios. That's why.
Okay.
We ain't never been on a radio prep track, so we ain't gonna go try to raise no motherfucking trying to figure nothing out.
Okay, I ain't on no motherfucking radios either.
Okay, well, we're going to get out, Chuck. Enough said.
What the fuck is y'all waiting on?
I just told you, man. We just came from a race in California, motherfucker.
You see what I'm saying? See, this is where the bullshit come in, Rob. We ain't got a race at a radio track. I named every track up here. Ain't none of these bitches radio track. None of
them. That's what I'm talking about.
I'll race y'all ass anywhere. Radio track, flick track. If you know what the fuck
you
doing,
you
don't give a fuck. Y'all waiting on Trump to get back in and race me. I don't know what the
You get a call real soon, partner. You'll be getting
a
call real soon.
I got you. What else going on, Eddie?
I promise. Oh no.
All right. I'll be here.
You got people raising them hands now, goddamn it. 75-93, your mic open.
What up, Von? What's happening, man? Oh, man, not Ray Vaughn. We got our head bust last night, Big Eddie. That goes wrong with drag racing, Von.
Hey, but you still fighting though, goddammit. You can take a lick and keep on ticking. You ain't gotta take the time and put that bitch in, take that bitch and put it away for a month time. I gotta check it out and all that shit.
Oh no, we already got our nest locked in, Tucker. You know how I move. We already got the nest locked in.
Yeah, it's on.
Yeah.
Fucking with that sorry ass, man. Face to face, the music.
I ain't calling early. I probably missed the fry. Eddie probably pulled us in the fry. I missed it, man.
Oh, man.
He tried to
no. I don't know about the fry, man.
Hey, no, fuck that. He made me fry you. I put a little Band-Aid on you. You tried to double fry your ass. Little sorry ass Eddie. Yeah, it's all good.
And you say y'all locked in again already, Vaughn?
Yeah, we racing we Southside Scrap with the Mustang.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Y'all doing it with the Yak, with Yak car too?
Yeah. We still going back in with a little more heat taste. You know, that's like one of them fighting dogs. We gonna let them heal up for a week. And, man, not the pit bull.
Not the pit bull.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? He ain't even brought grandson out. He waiting on the grand finale for the North. He gonna fuck some people up.
Yes, sir.
You know? I'll get it, motherfucker. You do it. I'm gonna take that straight on down there. Go put in some business for the goddamn Super Bowl. Go put in some business.
That's right.
Don't scare them people from the D, man. They think it's sweet. I got a couple bananas in the tailpipes for them.
Hey, I gotta go back on mute because I gotta go back in here. You hear me? I'm gonna be listening,
right,
but
sure.
I gotta go back on mute. All right.
All right. Hey, Vaughn. Kid gave y'all and us the bell on Dog Show the other day, man. He gave us the bell together.
That's what's up, man. Always feel good. Always feel good to get recognized for his work, man. Because his work, baby.
Your mic is open. Yes, sir.
What's happening, everybody? What's happening?
What's up, Vic?
Yeah, trying to get well.
Toe Tagger was looking good
trying
in that gas
well
station, man.
Can...
Who's a? It...
Hey, that's all I. Hey, that's a fun car. That's what I tell everybody. A lot of motherfuckers can't do what I do. I raise my car.
That's
and
right.
My car is multi-purpose.
Yeah, and that white one. Who was that white one, man? That sucker looks nice too.
That's like a. Purplish color too, but that's one of my guys.
No, okay.
I'm just trying to get well so I can get back to what I love to do.
Yeah, we wishing you well too, man. We're trying to pray it in.
I appreciate it. As soon as these doctors clear me, I'll be back.
Oh yeah.
I'll be back because I miss it. Yeah. Because Vaughn was talking so heavy the other day, boy. God, no. That damn Vaughn was on the tear.
Man.
You know how it's going, Vic. I got to keep the pressure on these boys, man.
I'll say, listen to that
guy. I got to keep the pressure on them, man.
Yeah, you put it on them. Oh, you're great.
Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, it's one thing about racing, man. As long as you race, you're going to lose one or two here and there. You ain't going to win them all. As long as people understand that, you know.
No, exactly. That's part of racing. You, you, can't, You can't lose if you ain't.
Yeah, man. Well, Von have been having fun. They've been doing good. They've been doing damn good with Yakka.
I ain't seen a motherfucker yet that was undefeated in drag race.
I know that's right.
That one that ain't getting up there.
Oh, man. I said, Vic, I said in drag racing, I said goddamn car showing.
Oh, okay. My fault, kid.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Vic, we finna get this shit over with Chuck. And if he whoop us, shit, he gotta whoop us for life. It ain't like we gonna just sit down because he beat our ass one time. We gonna come back and try to beat that ass later on. And we hope he do the same. We beat his ass.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna be rivals, goddammit. And then I'm gonna have that motherfucking case of beer to get to him after we whoop his ass.
Oh, man, not the Millers.
The Miller Highlight, baby.
Mm-hmm.
2285. What's going down?
Yay! What up, Eddie?
What up, Leon? Good to hear you,
Eddie,
man.
Eddie, you know you rough, man.
Oh, man. I just was trying to get a hold of Scandal, man. I thought maybe Kid would help Chuck out since he was scared to pull up to the motherfucking line.
Good.
No, I can't do no more urgent bone with it. That's all I can do.
Hey, Kid, they got some bad songs out there, and they're still coming. Hey, Kid, they're still coming up in here right now. It's Taylor lining up at the gate.
Yeah.
Shit, I know it. It's going to be rough tomorrow.
But
they talk about they might get a sprinkle tomorrow, but if it don't sprinkle, goddamn it, they're going to have a hell of a show tomorrow.
Sure,
yeah. Yeah, boy. I enjoyed that live, Leon. I mean, that was some real shit. That was like watching NHRA, goddamn it, on TV. Yeah,
Tommy Hammonds make a hit, Leon?
Yeah, he qualified number three.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he in number three.
Damn.
He qualified number three with that small car. He had a 275 on that car.
Oh, yeah? Well, he done changed his program around. You know, he used to have big tires.
Yeah, that's a small car. That's the lift tire car, Kid.
Yeah.
I'm just not leaving. I was calling Phil Hines. He said, the radio star is going to take a dump. Everybody glue shorted.
Yeah.
And the glue, the stuff they getting coming from over there and over there where they done blowed up at. He said, be lucky, Slick to be jumping next year.
Yep.
Where they're looking right now, that was Phil Hines and a lot of them guys were just talking about. The glue shorted.
Yeah.
See, the radio car, they don't be no good without no glue.
Yep.
I had a good time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, have some badass cars up there. You want to see some set up, head up, drag racing? You better go to mine tomorrow.
Yep. Now, was Tommy Hammonds driving, or he have somebody else in the car?
No, Tommy Hammonds driving his own car.
Oh, okay.
He said he's driving his own car.
Okay. Yep, I get a chance to holler at him tomorrow then. Shit.
Yeah, he right in that U. When you come in, and you get ready to walk around that U part, he right there on that end. Larry Nance probably didn't quit drag racing.
Huh?
I don't even hear about. I said Larry Nance probably didn't quit racing. Now I don't even hear about him no more.
No, they was at a meet. I think over in Virginia, maybe about a month ago.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was over there. Well, you know his car was there. He wasn't doing no driving. But his car was there. The white boy was driving the car. Yeah, they qualified shit pretty good. I think they was about four qualified. He ran about a 370 something. 373, I think it was.
I ain't lying. That one class, that damn Mopar class, and them damn Mustangs,
yeah.
Man, them damn
yeah.
things, you know they be screaming going down that track.
Yeah, that's a factory stock.
That's
baby
just,
pro,
yeah, I
baby
like that.
Pro stockers.
Yeah,
baby pro
that's,
stockers.
What it, that's what it is. You call it
yep.
just right.
Yep. I didn't see no Camaros though. I know
it
gotta
couple,
be there, but I didn't see none.
It was a couple of them in there.
Okay, there. All right.
It was a couple.
Yeah. No, them goddamn Mustangs. They try to rule the class now.
They show here, that and that. Dodges.
Yeah, well, the Dodges ain't quite as fast as the Mustangs in the Camaros. Them Mustangs and Camaros, goddamn, they can run some goddamn 770s.
Shoot, yeah. Those Pontiacs on motor was killing it, Leon, wasn't it?
Oh, that all motor class?
Yeah.
It was hot. They were running that in the heat. Now, they
yeah,
just,
well.
My battery went down. Now, they just ran a class. They just finished up. Man, listen. Them cars you see running them 8-0s, them motherfuckers
mm-hmm.
going to the 7.
Mm-hmm.
Them fellas leaving with the wheels
yep.
in the air, goddamn it, putting them in gear down there. I said, let's let that shit go down through there. Yeah. I had a good time. See
ya. Yeah, well, you got to know how to tune your car, man. You tune your car to the track and the conditions.
Uh-huh. Tom Hammond got a small block. He said that thing go way faster, but he got it turned down to run that class.
Yeah, right. No, I don't know where these people get. You got to wait, goddamn, until it's 30 or 40 degrees
right
outside
there.
Before they can race. Shit.
Hey, Rob, somebody had it come out. Look up there, look like yours, black, but it had no blue tape on the quarter. So I said, no, that ain't Rob.
Was it a turbo car?
Yep.
I know who it is.
No. Yeah, that boy up there, too. That one Camaro. That one turbo Camaro from Illinois. Yeah, he up there. He in that U2 when you first come in.
Yeah.
He's right there on your right-hand side.
What's
his name? Buckley.
Damn, racing no more. Leon,
oh,
God damn. Stop
with
Rob. He's a fucking racer,
man. You're being very disrespectful, Terrio.
You make Rob feel good. I saw God. Hey, I tell you with Rob Carr, he sold it and took the tape off, took the blue tape off the corner. You didn't know that was Rob's old car.
Terrio, you're being very disrespectful to Rob, man.
He gonna tell him the truth.
Hey kid, he said he's looking for a race. I had that Camaro whoop him. That's what I will do.
I bet you can't get him to lock in on the Big Eddie show.
Uh oh.
I'm a racer, Ron. I'm what you used to be, Rob.
Hey, kid, I tell you what thing. If you got any questions to ask about a problem with your car, they sure don't mind telling you.
Oh, no. Everybody's friendly, y'all.
The going to help you.
Yeah, they're friendly, very friendly.
Them classmates going
to
help you.
Yeah, Leon, they'll tell you stuff. But if you try to put it together, it ain't going to work because it's a little more than just telling you what they're telling you.
Hey,
that
Rob,
goes on.
Rob, I'm not going to sit there and let you say that because here's some shit that I went down about us and I talked to some people and I did it to my car and it worked for me.
Yeah.
It worked for my car. It worked for me. One thing I do know, a class racer gonna damn near help you and gonna tell you something, because they gonna show you everything. They ain't got no secrets. They class racing, racing for points and championships. These other races, they just, you know what I'm saying? They have them, don't even know, and they just experiment on you. But I have got some advice on some class races, and I tried it on my car. It worked. But I tell you what, them boys got that and running up there, boy. You want to go see some good racing, go up there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to bring that golf cart, though, kid, because it's $50 to bring that golf cart in there now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I asked the lady today. I said, when I got there, I said, now, I'm going to probably be back tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Did they charge you for bringing your golf cart in there? And she said, yeah, because they really don't want the people with the golf cart in there with them cars, the people's cars.
Right, okay.
And it wasn't a lot of golf carts neither. Now, today was Friday, so tomorrow's going to be different. A lot of people ain't got to work.
Right.
So tomorrow's going to be different.
Yep.
But I'm gonna bring that golf cart with me. I didn't walk the whole thing. It's just lucky when I pulled in there, the dude let me drove all the way through. So I did more ride through the pit and anything. If I wanted to do something,
yeah.
I just rode around. Lil Tony up in there.
Oh, Lil
Tony up in there. Yeah, he's
okay.
Running that Hellcat race shootout or whatever that shit they got going on.
Mm-hmm.
I seen him up there. I couldn't find him, though, but I went to go find him. I couldn't find him. I wrote to him about two or three times.
Yeah.
I had a good time. Shit, seen some good races, seen some cars, seen some people that I knew, met some new people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of missing cars up there.
You will get a chance to see somebody turn that breaker loose now. It ain't no secret.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The baby pro stars, I like them damn things.
Hey,
them
hey.
Yeah.
And you ain't going to hear no words said. And you ain't going to hear no, run me over here, you got to wear this, you got to have that, you got to put on this type of tie. You ain't going to hear none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, you ain't hear none of that type of shit there, Bob. Only thing them guys, a lot of them class racers said, I'm not afraid, that 275 and radio, you know, I say that radio class is probably going to go away because right now with the glue shortage and they're not getting the right glue.
I see BS Corvette too, Leon. How you like
it? This is there.
Yeah, Big Joe.
Yep.
Yo, man, Rob, your man.
That bitch,
John.
It don't think
that
nothing.
That bitch, John.
You
got that
chemo. Hey, Leon. Hey, that motherfucker shut that bitch off on that boy yesterday.
Yeah.
I was a good race, man. I seen the race, man. It was a damn good race.
It was a good race about 100 foot out. After that, shit.
Yeah, he shut that bitch up. But I tell you, Leon, if a turbo car leave that with you, say you laugh.
You can forget it. You can forget it. Hey, Kimo, if you look at my live feed, it's some turbo car moved on a nicer car. I mean, a nicer car moved on a turbo, and them bitches did a drive-by. I say, damn, he got caught.
Just shut that bitches off, man. Just shut them off. If that motherfucker leave with you, just shut that bitch off. Don't even waste your gas, man. You know it's hard to come by that laughing gas nowadays. Just shut that bitch off. Shut it off. Shut it off.
Hey, you know what I've seen? You know what I've seen up there, though? I've seen a lot of, what's that, EFI. A lot of them switching over. They say it's going to be a shortage of a whole bunch of shit.
fuel injection. A lot of them motherfuckers out got fuel injection.
Yeah, that E85. Ain't nothing to shut that bitch off.
Yeah, hey, Kimo, I seen your twin. It's a twin up there look like you now. I seen your twin. I said, look at him. Look at old Kimo. I did a lot of sightseeing.
Yeah, so you went on over to the Grove, Leon?
Nah, I went up there to Martin to see them goddamn NCAA and MIA boys.
Oh, shit.
I want
they
to
get
see
busy,
side by side.
Yeah.
Shit, I've been up there all day.
Oh, really?
LT up there, Kimo.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing?
Yeah. Racing.
What class he running?
Whatever. That some stock class he got. What he got, a Charger? Challenger?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever that class is, that's what he's running in that class.
Okay.
I tried to find him, but hell, I couldn't find him. I rode all through that damn place 2 or 3 times before I went and sat out in them bleachers.
Huh, okay. The class race. Hey, Leon. That goddamn Jeremiah. He said Jeremiah brought his car out and knocked the plug out that bitch.
Oh, man. Not the Jerry Meyer.
Chain the oil. Hey, they was chain the oil, Kimo. I already knocked that out now.
Oh, he knocked a plug out that bitch. Yeah.
Man, why are you in the car? I forgot, bro. I got you in the morning.
Okay. All right.
I told you I didn't even know that's what you was talking about when you were talking shit this morning. That's when I came in when you said, you blocked the phone. I thought you was just saying I blocked my phone because I ain't want to hear shit about us losing that race. I forgot me and you had that bet.
You get to me.
Yeah, I got to ask 13 in the morning. Skin sent me
the cash now. Yeah, I ain't worried about you.
Hey, Jeremiah was up at the track. Changing the oil, Kimo. I ain't heard he's not no plug out there.
That motherfucker pushed the plug out that bitch. Pushed the plug clean out the head.
He pushed two plugs.
Damn.
Not the Jeremiah.
Yeah, he pushed two plugs out that bitch.
I thought he was with Freak Life. Why Freak Life didn't come help?
Man, they got it out of Jeremiah, man. They said Jeremiah had a motherfucking jewels bag with two hammers and a screwdriver in it trying to change the plug.
Lord, have mercy.
God damn.
Hey, Bob, you know you know I'm wrong about telling Kimo that shit. Look at it.
Kimo, I stop by Kimo on this motherfucker.
crazy, man. He ain't been out all year. Come to the party. Afraid that bitch would knock a plug out there. Two of them, they say. They say that motherfucker didn't even know how to put the spark plug in the hole or put the spark plug wire on, man. Tell me that.
Oh, man. Not the Jerry Meyer.
Come on, man.
Hey, they say he got his brand new carburetor sitting in the trunk. So they say he went in the trunk talking about, look, I got a carburetor for this motherfucker. There's something wrong with this goddamn fool, man.
Hey, he better go back and get ZZ Top now. He did ZZ Top. ZZ Top, that little short motherfucking white boy drive is kind of like ZZ Top.
Oh, okay. He was doing
all the goddamn work.
Yeah, I ain't heard Jeremiah do nothing lately, man. I mean, what the hell?
You talking about Lon? But Lon been sick.
Lonnie, that's his name, Lonnie.
Lon, yeah, he been in the hospital. He he was bleeding on the brain or something like that. He out now, but he had some problems.
That's Vic. Is that Vic?
Yeah.
Hey boy, how you doing?
I'm doing better, man. Getting better every day.
Okay, that's good. Good to hear that.
Better every day.
Wow, man.
Taking it one day at a time. One day at a time. Doing what the doctors say, man.
That's all you can do, brother.
Yep.
Good to hear, Frank.
Yeah. I tell you, boy, we take a lot of things for granted, boy. I'm going to tell you something, boy. I never thought that I would get told that I got cancer. I just never thought.
Yeah. Well, we getting older. You ain't stopped fighting, baby. You still fighting. That's all the time.
I can't stop. I got to whoop Vaughn yet, goddamn it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. I'm going to get out the way. I'm going to get on out the way.
Big know you my raising buddy, man. Big know.
Yeah, that's my man. Now, we're going to have fun to the end, man.
Yeah.
Eddie better not bring that mud bone out.
Damn. Not the mud bone. It's two mud balls, mud bones, Vic. Now, you got to be careful. That's two of them.
Oh, well, mud bone one, not the 2.0. I ain't ready for
him yet. Well, he said Eddie. So we know what the mud bone he's talking about. Eddie the one. Oh, he said, under the mountain, they talking about Eddie. He said, Eddie, that's not. Oh, man. Yeah.
Hey, Leon, was Ray Carson them out there?
No, I didn't see none of them. I ain't see him. But there's some trailers sitting at that gate, just pulled up at that gate, and there's some motorhomes and shit sitting at that gate.
Okay.
Hey, Leon, don't do
that. Yeah, Vic, we're going to play, man. We're going to have a chance to play this year. We should.
Hey, Leon, them motherfuckers pull up in some nice outfits, though. Man, Kimo, what you get sitting at that gate, boy? Hey, them motherfuckers got the gate open, the trailer open, and the lights lit up outside.
Get out.
Something sitting right at the goddamn gate.
Hey, Vic, you got to do like Jay Bodie, though. For my first race, you got to give me everything in blood, right?
Uh-oh.
Man, if you do what I do. You see what I do. I drive my car on the street. Can you do that?
All right, you can do that, man. Yeah, I'll need some plates.
Yeah, okay. Wasn't no trailer behind me. I was at the gas station putting pump gas in it. You seen it?
Yeah, I saw you, baby. I know you. I didn't see you driving before with the radio on. Yeah.
Riding
down Broadway.
Having fun.
Hey, damn, they got them gas. $4.37.
It's starting to creep down a little bit. Nah, Leon, that shit's starting to creep down just a little bit.
Hey, Leon, go to Valpo. That shit is $4.20. I was in Valpo last night. The gas is $4.20. Get back over this way. It's $4.40.
Oh, man.
Getting a little better.
Crazy. That's crazy how you can go 5 minutes down the road and the gas jump up 25 cents.
Yeah, that shit's coming down. Better take advantage of it while it's coming down, too. That shit's right now.
Get some of the Indiana gas tomorrow.
Who you got next week, Von? You ain't jumped all over Terrio yet? Von, go.
Von don't want to tell me who his prey.
He don't want to tell me who his prey is.
Kimo, you got Kimo, you got some locked in races over there at that race. You got that damn thing locked in, don't you?
You're gonna have to
You gonna have to shit. You got to get on out and start testing that baby.
I gotta shit or get off the pot, babe.
Mm-hmm. You was out the pot. That was you going down the track today. They don't know. I know. I seen it. That was you down there. You didn't have to be there. You told him go down and get it. I know what you did. You told him go down and get it right.
And show up with it, huh?
Man, yes,
you
sir.
Leon,
you
y'all been watching this track and field. These motherfucking Jamaicans, boy, know they got some wheels on them. Boy, them bitches ugly as shit, but boy, can they run.
Oh, man. Goddamn Shelly Ann.
Look at Jamaicans, boy, they rolling, baby. They got some wheels on their ass.
So I didn't even know they had no track and field going on up there in Oregon.
Yeah. It's in Oregon?
Yeah.
What is it, Olympic Trials or something? No.
I don't know, Kimo.
The woman's 400 meters, or some lady just won it from America. She's pretty good, too, bro. Pretty motherfucker. Mm-hmm.
What else is going on? Big Sham didn't have no show last night, huh?
Mm-mm, I thought maybe Big Sham might have been up at the Grove last night. We didn't have no show.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, boy, what is that to drink?
Soda's raisin, nigga.
Don't need no pop. Got a bag of buffalo pop. Grab me a Gatorade. Grab me a Gatorade.
That goddamn Gatorade got a ton of sugar in it, too.
Come on, Kimo, don't say that.
It does.
All right, well, I'm going to go and get me a step up.
Well, I remember when I was younger, Leon, the fucking Gatorade used to be bitter tasting. Man, that shit's sugary to the mud now.
I don't know. You made me, I didn't get one.
Yeah,
that's
back in the day, that Gatorade
that
used to taste like it had salt in it, didn't it, Kimo?
249.
That real Gatorade had that salty taste.
Hey, put the rest in gas in there. How much is it? Put the rest of that in gas. Pump 8. Man, my wife cooked some greens and shit today, and I ain't here to eat it.
Oh, man, not the turnip greens.
Shit, I'm trying to hold off till I get home, kid. I'm getting there early because they're an hour ahead of us.
Yep. Oh, that's right. You're still on Central Time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, them old cars is running pretty good up there.
How did that yellow Buick look?
Shit, he looked like he blowed up. That time they left the line and that mother laid down.
Like he blowed up.
That mother looked like he hurt something. I looked up on the hood that time, but that motor so big. I said, I know that ain't no automobile motor. I know that. I mean, I know ain't no Buick motor there.
There's got to be if you want to stop.
Hey, kid, you talking about that mother Buick with that big-ass hood scoop on it?
No, not that one, the yellow one. That was about a 70 or 71.
It was an orange one. It's an orange one. It was an orange Skylight there today. He looked like he ran pretty good. But they got an all-motor class because that great, that gold 69 Camaro. That gold 69 Camaro, gold and black. That thing ran pretty good. And that one Buick, that yellow Buick with the black snorkel scoop on it.
Yeah.
That time he left, and I swear to God, he spit everything out going down the train. His motorcycle sounded flat and everything.
Oh, okay.
You better get off the gas on that, buddy. You ain't looking too good. You better go back in. Let's see, man. Now he even pulled his punk ass up here. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, well, old 55 might have took a shit. Who knows?
Hey, Leon.
Yeah, they back there.
Have you ever seen a motherfucker spray his car with a mother bottle?
Say what?
You ever seen a motherfucker spraying his car with a mother bottle?
With a mother bottle?
The big bottle.
With the 25-pound or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said Tony Brown had that big-ass bottle. They ain't know they made no bottle that big.
That's the mother bottle. I call it the mother, but that's the one that did.
Oh. That's a big motherfucker.
That's the one
that
the one that refill all the other bottles. I'm saying you ever see?
Where the hell you gonna put it at? Where you gonna put it at, Chemo?
In the back. I know a motherfucker had one in the back of his car.
Not that big ass Paul bottles, Chemo, that you fill the other bottles up with.
Yeah.
Hey, now, that bottle too damn heavy, Chemo, when it's full.
Man, that motherfucker was spraying.